Do you think the dining is open again?
I think that's good.
For those who like to dine in.
Only one Dairy Queen in Norfolk.
So as I mentioned, this is LW Mount Sunday. LW Mount stands for Lutheran Women Missionary League. This is an auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and has members that are throughout this throughout North America, actually. This word missionary in the name suggests that they sponsor mission efforts locally and around the world. And our text for today is that is printed on the front of the bulletin. And so if you could take that bulletin cover out, I want to just talk about this image for this year's theme of Our Hearts in His Hand. And I kind of mentioned a few of these symbols here in this logo, whereas the hand obviously is there on the bottom. There's a larger heart that the hand is holding. At the top of the heart is the cross, which through the cross we have been baptized. And that's what the symbol of the water drop stands for. And that God sees us with a pure heart, and that is our heart. That symbolizes our hearts in the middle of the larger heart. So the larger heart represents God, but it also represents the church, the larger community of believers. And so, Peter describes this heart as a new birth. Because Jesus has died on the cross, he has come into your heart through your baptism, and you are able to receive his love, his grace, his forgiveness, and are able to share that with others. And so, that is the whole picture here. This heart, this hand, the church, your heart is in the center, and you come into the family of God through baptism, through the water, through the word. So, it also, though, this image, this larger heart, is a representation, as I said, of the larger community of believers. And so So we gather together in this place that we call church here in Emmanuel. But the church, even if this place burned down, we could still meet together outside. And the church still exists.
You don't need a building.
And so it's not a physical building, necessarily, is what makes a church. Right? It's the people that make the church. We see this together in, it's all about this hand holding the heart and holding our hearts, okay? So through that, one aspect of this image is through touch. And we all know that that has been kind of sketchy lately with the whole pandemic, right? People are still unsure of shaking hands or hugging, fist bumping or whatever it may be, or social distancing or wearing masks. You know, we are desperate for touch, though. God has made us people to be touched and to touch. We see this in the Bible, actually, in our gospel reading in Mark chapter 10 that I read a few minutes ago, where Jesus took the little children in his arms and touched them. And he blessed them. Also, in Mark chapter 1, where this leper met Jesus, and Jesus reached out and touched him and healed him. Jairus' daughter died. Jesus came up to the girl that was dead and took her hand and told her to rise. And she came back to life. Today, he reaches to you. His hand out to you, to touch you, to touch you who need to know His love today again. And also for you to touch others who need to know His love for them today again. I love this this hymn of praise that was sang a little bit ago. Up to the top of page 5, if you turn back there. This is a version of the LWML pledge that the ladies speak every time that they meet together. But this is our pledge as well as Christians. So let us reread this second stanza together that begins with "In gratitude." Let's read that together. In gratitude, we pledge ourselves to Him with all we have. Our hands for work, our voices sing, our lips proclaim His love. His parents will do happily, His gospel will defend. Our silver and our gold will use, His kingdom to extend. And it's all about reaching God. That's why we come to worship. We reach in order to reach out. And I mentioned with the kids in the children's sermon about this pure heart, which is hard for us to understand, but hopefully you understand it a little better and didn't get lost with just the ice cream illustration. But Martin Luther speaks about what a pure heart is. This is Martin Luther of the Protestant Reformation in 1517. He says, "A pure heart is this, one that is watching and pondering what God says and replacing its ideas with the Word of God. This alone is pure before God. Yes, purity itself, which purifies everything, that includes and touches. Therefore, though a common laborer or a shoemaker or a blacksmith may be dirty in the city, or may smell because he's covered with dirt and pitch, still he may sit and moan and think, 'My God has made me a man, has given me my house, my wife, my child, has commanded me to love them and support them with my work.'" Note that he is pondering the Word of God in his heart. And if he attains the highest purity, so that he also takes hold of the gospel and believes in Christ, without this, that kind of purity is impossible. Then he is pure completely, inwardly in his heart for God, and outwardly for everything under him on earth. So I pray that this too describes each of us. And I want to just close here today, again, with two things. Number one, take this with you home instead of recycling it or whatever. But when you get home, just cut this image out with the scripture and place it somewhere that you'll see it often, whether it's probably in the refrigerator or the bathroom, right? To remember the symbolism of this picture, of where you are at in that picture, our hearts in His hands. Also, number two, the second thing and final thing, is remember the big heart there. You are all here in worship to God. That is the takeaway number two for today. Coming to worship is an opportunity to allow God to hold you, receive His forgiveness, to be renewed, to be refreshed, in order for us to extend His hand of love to others, in keeping and loving one another earnestly, and to do it with a pure heart. Amen. Amen.